From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Critics of U.S. banana policy dump hundreds of pounds of the fruit in front of the office of a top U.S. representative. Trinidad and Tobago's governing UNC-NAR coalition no longer has any NAR members, and a significant race-related baseball anniversary being celebrated in the United States. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Critics of the Clinton administration's banana policy unloaded 2,000 pounds of bananas in front of the U.S. Trade Representative's office today. They said their mission was to show how small islands in the Caribbean are being dumped on. The protest was organized by TransAfrica, the Washington lobby group for African and the Caribbean, known for its campaigns against apartheid and more recently Haiti. From Washington, Yvette Collymore sends this report.
The dozen or so protesters claims the United States challenged the European Union trade policy that favors Caribbean banana growers only after the top executive of Cincinnati-based Chiquita Brands donated heavily to the Democratic Party. And they suggested that Chiquita tycoon Carl Lindner, one of the Democrats' top 10 supporters last year, influenced the U.S. decision to pursue a challenge at the World Trade Organization. The Washington-based Environmental Working Group, itself a student of banana politics here, says the first indication of a special relationship between Chiquita and the White House came when the name of Chiquita patriarch Carl Lindner appeared as one of the first donors invited at President Bill Clinton's request to spend the night at the Lincoln bedroom at the White House.